I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Bring it up, Grant. Final hour. Power hour. You better you bet on Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos, our amazing crew, and you. The power hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. We also want everybody to lock in to Westwood One Sports this Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, for the NFL Schedule Release Show 2026, hosted by friends of the show, the great Scott Graham and the great Mike Olick Sr. Scott and Mike will announce and break down the upcoming schedule, including primetime, international, and holiday games. They're going to be joined by NFL VP of Scheduling, Mike North. And just allow me to say this about Mike North, and then I'll promo the rest of it. So, obviously, I do this show on Westwood One Sports, but I've been part of Westwood One's coverage of Sunday and Monday Night Football for three seasons now. And I had the opportunity at the New Orleans Super Bowl, which was last year's Super Bowl, right? Which was Chiefs-Eagles, with the Eagles winning, to go to the Westwood One Super Bowl party that Friday night in New Orleans. And Mike North spoke at this Super Bowl party. Now, I think, you know, if you're a big sports fan, you've probably seen the name Mike North in print or like whatever. Maybe you've heard of him before. He is wildly entertaining. Seriously, I was like stunned by how entertaining. I'm not just being a company man when I say that. I obviously want you to listen to the show. I'm partially employed by Westwood One Sports along with Odyssey, right? So, yes, it benefits me if you listen to the show, but I'm being sincere. Like, that spot with Mike North is going to be awesome on Thursday night. I guarantee it. Like, it's not going to be what you're expecting. I promise you that. So Mike will join the guys as well as plenty of other great guests. So this Thursday night, when the NFL schedule is released, lock it in to the NFL Schedule Release Show 2026 at 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Westwood One Sports with the great Scott Graham and the great Mike Golic. It's did it earlier in the show. Giants Cowboys week one Sunday Night Football at the Jersey Meadowlands, and I want my Giants to win that game. I feel like Dallas is just way better. And just here's the thing with the Giants, and I didn't do this earlier just because, you know, my point was just I think Dallas is Super Bowl ready, perhaps, and the Giants aren't. This needs to be said about the Giants. And, like, herein lies some theoretical upside for Big Blue. Are we sure Jackson Dart is good? That doesn't mean he's bad at all. The fact that John Harbaugh, like, desperately wanted to coach Jackson Dart is probably a good sign. But I'm asking this question sincerely. Are we sure, absolutely positive, Jackson Dart's good? I think he's going to be good. I think so. We don't know the answer to that question. I don't know how the season's going to go for the Giants. I'm optimistic. Could go poorly. I'm pretty confident in how the season's going to go for the Cowboys. As long as Dak Prescott's healthy, and obviously you need CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens healthy, like they're the engines of this offense, how is Dallas not going to be good? Like, how are they not going to be good? The Cowboys open a 1.5-point road favorite at the Giants, and I think that line's a little short. I think that line needs to be close to 3, if not 3. And my sense is that as we approach kickoff, the opening Sunday night game of the year, the Dallas Cowboys will be the preferred choice in the betting market. Again, assuming health. No, I hadn't seen it yet until this morning because, you know, the news breaks about an hour before the show, around 8 a.m. Eastern time this morning, right? We come on at 9. I get, you know, I have now notifications turned on my phone for Twitter for all the various insiders. And ESPN's Adam Schefter tweets, Giants Cowboys. I'm like, okay, great. I'd love to know what the betting line is, right? Just because it's fun conversation for the show. And also, like, I love to bet. And in my head, I have a pretty strong take that I think Dallas needs to be, if not 3, close to it. And maybe they'll get there, right? So I'm refreshing BetMGM. I'm refreshing some of the other domestics just because I want to see what the line is, right? I actually did not know that there was a line for Niners-Rams, which is the opening. And again, in case you've forgotten, the Seahawks will open their Super Bowl defense. That'll be the first game of the season. That will be on a Wednesday night. So the NFL season this year opens on a Wednesday. And that's because the Niners and the Rams will play in Melbourne, Australia on Friday morning. Because of the time difference, it will air on Thursday night, right? So Wednesday night will be Seahawks probably against the Bears. That's not confirmed, but that's the rumor. Seahawks, Bears in Seattle opening Wednesday night. And then we will get the Rams and the 49ers in game numero dos in Australia. That is a neutral site game, obviously. The Rams are a juiced 2.5-point favorite against the Niners right now. So we are very close to that being a full Rams -3 against San Francisco. And I know everybody loves the Rams this year. How could you not? I mean that sincerely. Matthew Stafford's going to be back. Trent McDuffie. Jalen Watson. The secondary was the weak link of this team. We talked about it the entire season and in the playoffs also, right? Before the wild card game against Carolina, which the Rams almost lost. Ahead of the divisional round game against the Bears, which, you know, Chicago, a miracle, almost comes back to win the game at the end. And, of course, in the NFC Championship game against Seattle. Secondary is the weak link. Here's Trent McDuffie and Jalen Watson. Pretty, pretty, pretty good for the Rams to get that done. Now, we can question the Ty Simpson pick at 13th overall, but I mean, if we're going to look at it from the perspective of the Rams traded their first-round pick for Trent McDuffie and then had this opportunity to take a quarterback thanks to the Falcons being idiots the year before, you can understand it, right? Puka's going to be back, and he's apparently on the straight and narrow. And Devontae's towards the end, but look, Devontae's still a damn good player. million tight ends. We can get to that at some point, either today or this week on the show, about tight ends in the NFL. It's actually an interesting topic of conversation. Jared Verse in the defense. I get the love for the Rams. You're going to give me 49ers plus 3. I'm on it 100 times out of 100. And I'll continue to reiterate what I've been saying for a while now. The San Francisco 49ers are the most slept on team in the NFL as far as the Super Bowl is concerned. Like, we're just going to hand wave away Kyle Shanahan's track record of success because you didn't think they should take Deshaun Stribling with the first pick of the second round, and they took Kalen Black two rounds too early at running back. Like, you don't like what they did in the NFL draft because of the quote-unquote consensus big board, so now you think they're going to stink. Really? Really? You can bet against Kyle Shanahan. I would very much like to take 3 points with Kyle Shanahan in week one for the 49ers against the Los Angeles Rams. And while we're on the subject of the NFL and LA teams and tight ends, let me hit you with this right now. Because the Rams were kind of the torchbearers for a new offensive revolution in the NFL last season. And the chess match that you have between Shanahan and McVay and Mike McDonald in the NFC West is just like, is preposterous. Let me ask everybody a question. This is not the point of this conversation, but I just want to ask it because I think it's fascinating. If you had to compose a list of the best head coaches in the NFL, how many of the top five are in the NFC West? Three? Is it three of the top four in the NFC? Is that possible? It is, right? Mike McDonald, who's the defensive Sean McVay, the defensive Kyle Shanahan, and then Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. Pretty, pretty, pretty good. So Sean McVay, last year, starts running tons of 12 personnel, two tight ends on the field at the same time, even working in 13 personnel with three tight ends on the field. Why is this noteworthy? Because Sean McVay, when he came into the NFL as the head coach of the Rams, but obviously he was in the NFL prior, right? But becomes the coach of the Rams, basically runs an entire season out of 11 personnel. Three receivers on the field, Jared Goff under center, not in the shotgun. And kind of ushered in a new offensive era to the NFL at that point. So last year, as a result of what the Seahawks and other teams are doing on defense, that is his pivot. You are seeing teams now start to do the same, or want to at least do the same thing. We saw in the NFL draft 9 tight ends go in the first 3 rounds, tying an NFL record. A million tight ends going early in the draft. And I'm flipping through my notes here to find, because I wrote them all down before the show. Kenyon Sadiq, Eli Stowers, Nick Borkercher, Max Clair, who goes to the Rams. Sam Roush goes to the Chicago Bears. Oscar Delp. Eli Raritan to the Patriots. So many teams taking tight ends early. With the thought process, I'm sure, being we are going to see a lot of teams do what the Rams did last year. Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan continue to be like the trendsetters for offense in the NFL. So I give you that to now give you this. It was announced earlier this morning that the Los Angeles Chargers signing free agent tight end David Njoku, formerly of the Cleveland Browns, to a 1-year, $8 million contract. Why is that noteworthy? Because the Chargers already have Aronde Gadsden, which again makes me feel old whenever I say that, because I traded in fantasy football in 2001, Aronde Gadsden and Arizona Cardinals Emmett Smith for Marshall Faulk before the year. Bad trade by that guy. Won me a championship when Marshall Faulk won MVP in 01 for the St. Louis Rams. So they have Aronde Gadsden. They signed Charlie Kohler away from the Baltimore Ravens. Kohler, a very underrated player, was kind of buried behind Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely on the depth chart in Baltimore. So they already had two stud tight ends. They also signed Alec Ingold, fullback, away from the Miami Dolphins because Mike McDaniel's the offensive coordinator now, right? And now they signed David Njoku. So the Chargers now have 3 tight ends who can all play at any point during the game. They're all good players and one of the better fullbacks in the NFL. It's pretty interesting, right? With Justin Herbert as your quarterback. Now, the fantasy football community is a little bit in meltdown mode, and I get it. Because now with Njoku there, which tight end do you want to play in L.A. for the Chargers? I guess Gadsden, but I mean throw a dart. Who's going to start in two receiver sets? Ladd McConkey and who? Quentin Johnston? Trey Harris? I think it's kind of up in the air. That's a fantasy football conversation, though. For real life, you are seeing what this Chargers offense is going to be this year. Heavier personnel, which you know Jim Harbaugh loves, and you know Mike McDaniel's going to have some crazy stuff cooked up with these three tight ends and this fullback with that quarterback in Justin Herbert. So Mike McDaniel is the new offensive coordinator for the Chargers. And he said this weekend that his goal for Justin Herbert is for Justin Herbert to, quote, own the quarterback position. And that he thinks, and I think everybody does, right? Even if you are the biggest Justin Herbert hater of all time, you have to acknowledge that his upside is through the roof. And that his potential is to wear a gold jacket, to be a Hall of Famer. Like, that's the upside case for Herbert, is multiple-time Super Bowl champion and Hall of Famer. I'm not saying he'll ever achieve those goals, but you have to acknowledge that that is the upside for Justin Herbert. He's that talented. So what I believe will become extremely interesting this year for the Los Angeles Chargers on offense, and the Chargers as a team. Now, I'm expecting the Chargers to be a playoff team this year in the AFC. What a take, I know. Another year with Jim Harbaugh, like DJ Khaled, all he does is win. Mike McDaniel replacing Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator. It's like upgrading from a Pinto to a Ferrari. They're going to go to the playoffs. And I think the offense is going to be good. I have no idea if Justin Herbert's going to throw 40 touchdowns. I have no idea how it's going to go, but I feel confident that they're going to be good. The thing about the Chargers is that none of it is going to actually matter until January. This is one of the biggest narrative-based teams in all of professional sports right now. Because the Chargers could go 15-2 in the regular season, win the AFC West, which is loaded, and going into their first playoff game, divisional weekend, because presumably they'll have home field advantage, everyone's going to be wondering, is Justin Herbert going to piss down his leg in another playoff game? Correctly, right? The upside case for Justin Herbert is to win the Super Bowl, win it maybe a couple times, go to the Hall of Fame. I think that's correct to say. It is also, though, correct to say that Justin Herbert has played the two worst games of his career in the last two playoff games the Chargers have been in. Last year on a wild card weekend in Houston, this past January wild card weekend in New England against the Patriots. He was objectively, not subjectively, objectively, he's bad in those games. And if you want to argue otherwise, I don't know what to tell you, you're wrong. Sorry. I don't say that with glee or displeasure. It's just stating a fact. Like I'm saying the sky is blue. He was bad in those games. He could be MVP this season. The Chargers could go 15-2. They could look like world beaters. They could be the overwhelming favorite to win the Super Bowl midway through the season by the time we get to the NFL playoffs. None of it's going to matter until he wins that playoff game. None of it is going to matter until he wins that playoff game. And that's a fascinating place for the Los Angeles Chargers to be in right now. You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports. Our friend Zach Harper will join us in just a little bit on the show. But want to sneak in some National Hockey League. Because we have a couple interesting developments right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And look, we could talk about the Vegas-Anaheim series. The Ducks win last night. We're 2-2 going back to Sin City. My expectation is that the Knights will win that series and move on to the Western Conference Final. We could talk a little bit about Montreal-Buffalo, where the Canadiens got worked in Game 1, the Sabres scoring a number of power play goals. And since then, Montreal has railroaded Buffalo in the two games that have followed. outscoring the Sabres 11-3 in those two games, and the Sabres lost their cool in Game 3. How do we know it? Because they're saying it. Tage Thompson saying after the game that they kind of lost their cool. So Montreal, two wins away now from an Eastern Conference final. But what I think is truly fascinating right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs revolve around the two favorites, the Carolina Hurricanes in the East and the Colorado Avalanche in the West. Carolina this weekend swept, and not a great sports weekend for Philly, swept the Philadelphia Flyers. What a take by me that the Flyers would win that series. Lost some money on that series, I did. They swept the Flyers. Carolina will move into the Eastern Conference Final at 8-0 in this postseason, becoming the first team since the NHL playoff format changed in 1984 to sweep each of the first two rounds of the playoffs. It's never happened before since the playoff format changed. They look like world beaters. And in the West, Colorado Avalanche, who have long been the favorite to win the Cup, Carolina is today. Colorado, they've also advanced, and I understand that plays into it. Colorado lost Game 3 on the road in Minnesota 5-1. And in that game, goalie Scott Wedgwood, who is a career backup who was magnificent. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. I'm stating a fact. He's a career backup prior to this year when he's amazing for the best team in hockey, right? He's brutal in the game in Game 3. He gets pulled, and another Wood comes in, Mackenzie Blackwood. So we have Scott Wedgwood and Mackenzie Blackwood. Insert jokes here. We'll see who starts in Game 4 for Colorado. But this now injects a level of uncertainty into the equation, right? Where Carolina, all of a sudden, looks like the more stable team than Colorado with Freddie Anderson in net. My opinion is that this now provides us with a betting opportunity. This is both a betting take and a sports take. Colorado, and again, part of the reason this is the case, or the majority of the reason, is because Carolina has advanced. Colorado has not. Carolina is the favorite right now to win the Stanley Cup. I think Colorado's winning. I don't like Carolina to win the Cup. And they could win the East. They could beat Montreal. If and when they play Colorado, I love the Avs in that series. Let's look at, since Rod Brind'Amour, who's done a tremendous job as Hurricanes coach, their playoff record since Brind'Amour, and they make the playoffs every year. That needs to be said, right? 2019, Eastern Conference Final swept by the Boston Bruins. Next year, lose to the Bruins in 5 in the second round. Year after, lose in the second round to Tampa in 5. Next year, lose in the second round to the Rangers in 5. Next year, swept in the Eastern Conference Final by the Florida Panthers. Next year, lose in 6 in the second round to the Rangers. Last year, lose in 5 in the Eastern Conference Final to Florida. 7 straight years in the playoffs, 0 trips to the Stanley Cup Final. That's unprecedented in the history of the National Hockey League. For a team to not make a coaching change and break through. Even the Capitals team, that it felt like it took Ovechkin forever to win a cup, they missed the playoffs one year. They had 3 different coaches for Ovechkin before Barry Trotz got them over the line to win the cup in Washington. So forgive me if I'm gonna pick against Carolina here to win the cup, given what history tells us. They feel to me right now like the NHL equivalent of the Buffalo Bills or the Baltimore Ravens. I think they need to move on. And maybe I'll be proven wrong, and maybe they win the cup. I think they probably need to move on from Rod Brind'Amour, and he should get another job immediately if and when he gets dismissed from Carolina. Immediately. Just that. If and when we get there, give me the Colorado Avalanche to beat the Carolina Hurricanes. And right now, Carolina's the favorite, and Colorado's the second choice on the board. Quick break on the other side, talking the NBA playoffs and some NBA draft lottery. The great Zach Harper from NBA Radio and The Athletic here on a Monday.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic, with special guest NFL VP Mike North. What's your team's toughest stretch and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym games on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
We just want to have enough money for retirement.
And travel to visit our grandchildren.
I understand. That's why at Fisher Investments, we start by getting to know each other. So I can learn about your family, lifestyle, goals and needs, allowing us to tailor your portfolio.
What about commission-based products?
We don't sell those. We're a fiduciary, obligated to act in your best interest.
So how do your management fees work?
We have a simple management fee based on the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
We appreciate that kind of transparency.
We also check in with you regularly to keep you up to date on the markets and your portfolio.
Well, what other services do you offer?
As a client, you have access to resources on investing, financial planning, estate planning, Social Security, Medicare, and more.
Wow, sounds like Fisher Investments has everything we need.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/play. That's ethos.com/play. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Now at McDonald's, a sausage McMuffin is only $1.50. So stop dreaming about breakfast sausage and go get it. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and
this Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast. Like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Rival and
Randall's arrival. Knicks went through a lot of dark years as Dottier knocks that one down. And they just tied the playoff record for most threes.
Now, back to You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports.
The great Mike Breen on the call. Yes, and I opened the show with this, man. The Knicks' greatest achievement yesterday was not 11 first quarter threes, not 25 threes in the game, not scoring 144, not just sweeping the Philadelphia 76ers, not just turning the Sixers Arena into Madison Square Garden. No. It was ending that game so early that we could all enjoy Mother's Day. Don't have to sweat and watch a basketball game for 3 hours when you know the outcome's decided in the first couple minutes of the game. Shout out to the New York Knicks. On behalf of mothers everywhere, this segment on You Better You Bet, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24-7. See if you can save at ProgressiveCommercial.com, ProgressiveCommercial.com. Joining us right now on the show to talk all things NBA, the great Zach Harper, SiriusXM NBA Radio, and The Athletic. Subscribe to The Bounce, his awesome NBA newsletter, via The Athletic, and you can check out the link in his Twitter profile, at Talk Hoops. My friend, welcome back. How's it going?
Oh, my God. I've been in New York for, I don't know, a week and a half, working these, like, X Live shows and NBA TV and all this stuff, and it's great. I don't know how you guys watch basketball on the Eastern time zone. It's crazy. It's a crazy endeavor. Like, I don't know why things haven't just moved to fit into the East Coast time zone.
So not only, so take it like for me, right? So I'm on the air at 9 a.m. So like you can't wake up and watch the game the next morning, or TiVo. No. The TiVo is ancient at this point. You know what I mean? So I'm up late watching the games. Also, I have a 2-year-old. So I don't. Far be it from me to make it about me, but yes. Staying up all night.
So you
could be worse than getting paid to watch
like
basketball games all night. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Dude, it's rough. I just said
I've realized I'm as soft as it comes. I thought I was a tough guy. I'm as soft as it comes when it comes to time zones. I just can't handle it.
You are like a pop culture stud. How bad was my TiVo reference just now? It was really bad, right? Instead of DVR.
Well, my dad still says TiVo, and he's 82.
I'm 42.
Yeah, so. I would say I kind of feel like where the next 40 years are going for it. They're good. They're really good.
Bro, I don't sleep.
Like
it's because I don't sleep. That's why I give you TiVo on a Monday morning instead of DVR on a Monday morning, because all these games end so damn late. Anyway, let's talk about the games. Now, look, you're not a Knicks fan. I am. I've said that I think this is the best Knicks team of my lifetime. I think they're unbelievable. Zero excuse for them to not win, not go to at least the NBA Finals. I don't know if I could say no excuse for them not to win it. I think OKC's better. Where are you at right now on the ceiling for the New York Knicks?
Yeah, I mean, the floor should be the NBA Finals, because no offense to Detroit and Cleveland, but I'm about to offend you. They're not very good in terms of playoff teams, right? These are regular season good teams, and then we've seen a lot of holes in the postseason so far. The Knicks are by far the best team left in the East, and they're probably going to be the best team even if Boston was really good. That was going to be a good challenge if they got past the Sixers. But also, you blow 3-1 lead to the Sixers, maybe you're not as good as we thought you were. This Knicks team is awesome offensively. They figured out a lot defensively. They put some interesting matchups out there into, you know, what you have to do now that they're running things through Cat in the high post, or, you know, out on the perimeter. They've really altered things in a way that makes them almost unguardable. You get to the finals. Yeah, you're dealing with either San Antonio or OKC. If by some chance Minnesota made it, yeah, you like, I could definitely talk myself into the Knicks are the better team. I don't think it takes a whole lot of mental gymnastics there, but against San Antonio, who's still very young, but incredible across the board, and OKC, the defending champs, especially if they get Jalen Williams back, it wouldn't be bad to lose to them, but you gotta at least get a chance to beat them.
How disappointing would it be, honestly, like my stomach's like turning right now, if the Knicks lose to, because as a Knicks fan, you lose to the Thunder in the NBA Finals, it sucks, but you can deal with it, right? They lose to the Pistons or Cavaliers, and we're talking like absolute devastation. How is the Knicks season a failure, Zach, if they don't make it to the NBA Finals? Like, how do you parse through that?
100%. It's 100% a failure if you don't make the NBA Finals. Like, this is set up for you to now, basically, you've punched your ticket. You're just waiting to see who you're punching it against, right? Detroit is a mess offensively, and Jalen Duren has completely disappeared in this postseason. So that threat, it's still good. Like, it would be a tough series, but the Knicks should absolutely win it. Cleveland, thought, hey, we've been horrible for the last three postseasons. I know what'll fix that. James Harden, who is a basket case in the postseason when it comes to elimination games. And everyone, oh, you know, his numbers aren't that bad. Show me the numbers in elimination games that are good. He's not like it. Somehow they thought it was like when Philly thought, hey, we've really struggled in the postseason. You know what? Paul George is going to fix this. Like, it's just baffling to me. No, like if they lost to either Detroit or Cleveland in the conference finals, I think you legitimately have to overreact and say, okay, there's something wrong with this core. We need to alter it, because you can't just go fire. I mean, you could just go fire the coach again. You could fire Mike Brown. But the reason that you fired Tom Thibodeau, well, there are a few reasons, but one of the reasons was like, hey, we expect to get to the NBA Finals, and you didn't. To do that with then Mike Brown with this setup, there's no Indiana in your way. This is as easy as it can get for them.
Did you have any issue? I defended him earlier in the show. Did you have any issue with Joel Embiid basically calling the season a success, even though they got swept, because he feels healthy now? Do you have any issue with that?
I get what he's saying, right? Like, I get what he's saying. I also think, like, the Sixers did figure out a lot this year. I mean, they were horrendous with guys in and out of the lineup last year. This year, you know, he didn't even play half the games. But if at the end of the season he was like, hey, I think we figured out how to manage this thing, and you believe that is a stepping stone to success in the future – great. That also might be something where, like, you know, when people are like, hey, I'm really good at this, and everyone else is looking around like, no one's telling you you're not. Like, why are you? It's almost like you're trying to convince yourself of something that people don't really consider. Like, at this point, I don't think that people really consider the Sixers or Embiid anything in the postseason. They just kind of exist, right? He's trying to convince himself, hey, this is a stepping stone for next year. I figured out how to be healthy at this point in the year. Now we can do something in the playoffs. To me, that was just like some daily affirmation stuff of maybe I've lived in LA for too long.
I love that last line there. We'll get back to the Eastern Conference at the end. We'll get a prediction for Cavs Pistons tonight. But Zach, let's turn our attention to the West now. And the first question I'm going to ask about last night with the Spurs and Wolves is going to be phrased in a certain way here. Now, you're really plugged in as it concerns the NBA. Maybe you have a lean towards this. No one knows the answer just yet. What is your best guess based on your knowledge of the league, anyone you may have spoken to, on if Victor Wembanyama will or won't be suspended for Game 5? And then we can talk about what actually happened.
Oh, no chance he's suspended. No
zero.
Like, yeah, that they're not going to do that. Like, they, and I don't think they should either. Like, yes, it was a bad elbow. I almost thought Mitch Johnson should have challenged the play to say, hey, he got fouled by Jaden McDaniels, then threw the elbow. So if anything, that should be a dead ball technical foul, which is then what
it
would be. If you do that, like I was wondering why he didn't even try that.
Though. Counterpoint, yeah. If they challenge it, does Wemby get arrested for elbowing Naz Reid literally in the throat?
I mean, look. Thankfully, Naz is fine. Naz is a tough dude. Wemby, a little sick of the, you know, of getting beat up by Julius Randle and these guys. Like, I get it physically. They were all over him in the series, and in game two and game three, it didn't matter. He just killed them. So they're still trying to use that strategy of like, all right, just be rough with him. He finally was like, okay, that's enough. But the funniest part of that is the Dylan Harper reaction in the background of him just wide eyed, like, oh my God, like that. Look. No offense to Naz, I will watch that a million times because that reaction, it was so funny.
It was great. Like, you look like Steve Urkel, and I don't mean like a nerd. Like, he's doing like comedic acting. Like, that could have been like a sitcom or in a zoom movie. In. It's unbelievable from Dylan Harper. All right. So the Anthony Edwards is awesome down the stretch, and like the Spurs almost wolfed the Wolves, like winning without their best players. I thought if you're a Spurs fan, the fact that they almost won that game, they were ahead in start the fourth quarter without Wemby.
Yeah.
A pretty impressive effort by San Antonio. Now the series will shift back obviously to San Antonio for game five, and now it's best of three with the Spurs having home court. Series tied at two. What do you think happens rest of the way? And we are assuming for the purposes of this conversation, Zach, no suspension, obviously, for Wemby. What happens with the Spurs and the Wolves in your estimation?
Yeah, again, I would be as shocked as it gets if Wemby was suspended for game five. I don't think he should be. You know, it's interesting because the Spurs team's still trying to figure things out, right? They're so good, but they're so young the Wolves have been in this position before, 2-2 against a better team in a series, and even lost game five on the road and come back and win the series. That's what they did against Denver in 2024. Remember, like, they won the first two games in Denver, then they lost two games in Minneapolis, went back to Denver, lost game five. Anthony Edwards told all the arena attendants, hey, I'll see you guys in game seven. They go win game six at home. They win game seven on the road. I could see that happening. I do think because of Ant's injury, look, he's been great the last two games. You would never know by the numbers he's injured. He's clearly playing on one leg. I mean, there were times last night he's getting into the lane, but there were a couple of plays at the rim where if he's healthy, he's punching that home. Instead, he's laying it up. He's getting around defenders. He's getting around arms instead of just going over and going through them. So I think Ant, it's asking a lot. I think Jaden McDaniels can't really figure out this Spurs defense. He has really regressed in the series from what we saw in the regular season. Julius Randle was a basket case in the first half last night. Like he was terrible. I think the Spurs will win it, but I do think this is probably going seven.
You better you bet on this Monday. Nick Costos and you, Westwood One Sports, joined by our friend Zach Harper, NBA Radio and The Athletic on Twitter at Talk Hoops. Zach, will tonight, and whether maybe you think the Lakers win tonight, I'll phrase the question this way. Thunder are 10.5-point road favorites. Is tonight LeBron James' last game as a Los Angeles Laker, and why?
I've been talking about this a lot the last couple of days. I don't think it is. I think he'll come back, but I think it's going to have to be at a discount. I don't know what the market is for a 41-year-old.
Well, they can't afford
LeBron
him, right? Because they're going to give Reeves the max, right?
Which I wouldn't do that either. Not that he's not worth the max. I just think you load up your backcourt with $100 million of salary between Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves. Phenomenal for scoring. We get to the postseason. That's tough to design a defense around and fill in role players. But in terms of LeBron, yeah, I think he sees like, all right, I don't really want to go anywhere. The whole go back to Cleveland, you're going to go back to that Cleveland team? No. Go play with the Warriors at such a discount where you're basically making league minimum? No, I don't see that happening. There's still, and I don't say this in a negative way, there's still ego involved. There's still pride involved. He's still going to look at himself as more than a minimum player. And that stuff matters to players at any stage in their career. I think with LeBron, it makes sense to stay at a discount. You give a little bit of flexibility to try to bring in some of those role players. And you just say, hey, when we get around to the postseason and Luka's not dealing with a hamstring injury, look at what we did the last couple of months of the season before he got hurt. I think you have to believe in that if you're LeBron. And I think you have to believe in that if you're the Lakers. You just got to bring in some better big men than DeAndre Ayton and Jackson Hayes.
And what's funny about this, right, and I'm kind of, as you're giving that answer, I'm kind of playing it out in my head. Doesn't it feel, I'm guessing you'll agree with this. Let's say that happens. LeBron signs for a lot less money. The Lakers are able to fortify the roster. They give Austin Reeves a lot of money. And things go well next year for the Lakers. Isn't that kind of like LeBron rewriting his legacy and his chapter as a Laker? And I kind of think, because he, right, wrong, or indifferent, right? And you live in LA, I'm sure you know this, right? Mm-hmm. He's never been beloved as a Laker. It's always, well, he's not Kobe. Like, okay, fine. But if he does that, doesn't it feel like he kind of endears himself a little bit more to Lakers fans?
I think so. I think that stuff matters. I think trying to set up and like a legitimate passing of the torch, right? Like they tried to pass the torch to AD. AD didn't want it. Like AD's great and he didn't want to be the guy in my opinion from what I saw. So in terms of what the Lakers can do here, I mean, even though LeBron brought them a title in 2020, there's still people like, it was the bubble. We didn't get a parade. Like, you didn't get the normal celebration of it. Anthony Davis talks about that all the time. Like, hey, I still want my parade for win a championship and get that feeling. So it is a championship. It doesn't feel like a championship in some ways. So you can't even be like, hey, he came here and made this work. It was such a weird time. So yeah, like, he's always going to be held against Kobe because he was held against Kobe for so long. And then he ended up on this franchise and people were like, this is not like Kobe. But I think setting up that passing of the torch to give Luka as much success now and in the future, that matters.
Lightning round to close here. A couple ones. Give me the answers quickly, if you'd be so kind. Mm-hmm. If the Lakers lose tonight, what is the percent chance in Zach Harper's mind that this is the final game of LeBron James' career?
25%.
So that's a big number. That this could be LeBron's final game tonight.
I am a little bit going off the fact that I also have had sciatic issues, and so it just sucks.
you, me, and LeBron.
And you know, LeBron yeah. and I are built the same. So this,
yeah. Which of these things? How much money do you spend on your body, Zach? Because it's LeBron, I mean, about $1 million.
Roughly $1 million a year, but it's mostly Postmates, if that counts.
And I would say mostly on that beard, which is always very well manicured.
Yeah, pretty much.
What do you like tonight, Cavs Pistons? 30 seconds.
I'm going to say the Pistons. I just don't believe in the Cavs. I know the Cavs are undefeated at home in this postseason, but I do think the Pistons are the better team. I think they got a good lesson in closing games last night or the two nights ago. So, yeah, give me the Pistons in a close one.
Final question, 30 seconds for the answer at max. Cade Cunningham is the blank best player remaining in the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Oh, second best player remaining, but he's not close to Jalen Brunson.
I think Cade, I'm a Knicks guy. I think Cade's better. Now, the Knicks have 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, I think, if it's Knicks Pistons, but I don't know. I kind of think Cade's awesome.
His 58 turnovers in 10 games. 58. That's a lot.
Zach, you're the best. Would you like to? Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman, does a trivia question at the end of every show. The question today is NBA themed. Would you like to try to answer the question?
Let's do it.
Billy Z, what do we got for today on a Monday?
All right, here. The Oklahoma City Thunder last year became the fourth franchise to win NBA championships in two different states. So they won one as the Seattle Sonics in the late 70s and then as the Oklahoma City Thunder. I just want you guys to name the three other franchises in NBA history. So no ABA, no BAA, none of that. NBA history that have won championships in two different states.
All right. So the Lakers are one, right? With Minneapolis and Los Angeles.
And LA. Yep.
Are the Warriors another?
The Warriors are another. The Philadelphia Warriors won it with Chamberlain.
What's the third one? We both got that really quickly.
Yeah. This is a good one.
Am I cheating if I bring up teams in the NBA? Is that's not cheating?
Oh,
right?
did Philadelphia? Did they win one when they were in Syracuse?
Zach Harper nails it. The Syracuse Nationals and the Philadelphia 76ers. That is the fourth one.
Let me ask you: do I would have? You could have given me. I'm being honest. 1,000 years, and I wouldn't have gotten that right. I'm being honest. Do I get any credit for getting this answer correct, or does Zach get all the credit?
You guys, you get credit. Yeah, it was a team effort.
Yeah. I mean, you knew two
honestly,
of them.
Like the Warriors won. How many people would the Lakers won? I think is pretty easy. In a million years, I wouldn't have gotten the Syracuse Nationals. That's a great job by Zach Harper. Zach, you're the best. At Talk Hoops on Twitter, The Athletic, and NBA Radio. Stay well. We'll talk soon.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Our bets for tonight wrap up. Great job by Billy Z. Our bets for tonight wrap up the show right after this.
Thursday night, it's a Westwood One special presentation. NFL Schedule Release 26, hosted by Scott Graham and Mike Golic, with special guest NFL VP Mike North. What's your team's toughest stretch, and where are the wins? We'll tell you Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Westwood One Sports.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at Tidal Wave.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real 5-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 5-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you 5-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 5-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 5-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score 5-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Nick Costos and the crew, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
The BetMGM players will receive an Any Sport Odds Boost token. To use the token, add a wager made up of bets from any sport to your bet slip and activate the token. If you win your wager that was made with the token, you'll receive extra winnings and unrestricted bonus dollars. Download the BetMGM app today and please gamble responsibly. Thanks to our crew on this Monday, Bill Zimmerman, the returning Tyler Morales, Grant Leader, and all week for Kenny Henderson. Thank you, Grant. Downtown Mike Brown, Dan the Man Turner. Thank you very much to our crew. Black and Abdallah coming up next on Westwood One Sports. Jeff Goodman and Zach Harper, our guests for today. All right, let's get to the bets for tonight, which means we need our friend Grant Leader, Grant, to kindly drop that dope-ass beat. All right, let's make this really simple. Tonight in the NBA, Game 4, Cavs-Pistons, Cleveland with a nice win on Saturday in Game 3, where James Harden, actually good down the stretch of the game. Actually good. Donovan Mitchell, 30-plus points, looked pretty healthy to me. My best guess in that series is Pistons in 7. I will get to Game 7, and James Harden will do what he always does in Game 7s, and Cade Cunningham, it'll be winning time, and Cade will win that series for Detroit. But I think we're going to go 7. I hope we go 7 as a Knicks fan. Let these teams tear each other to shreds before the Eastern Conference Final. Give me the Cavs tonight to win. Send this back to Detroit, tied at 2. And I will parlay that Cavs money line, just give me Cleveland to win the game, with the Thunder to send the Lakers packing tonight. Cavs Thunder, two-team money line parlay, minus 115 at BetMGM. I told you earlier in the show about Colorado, the Avalanche, right? And Scott Wedgwood not playing well in Game 3 against the Wild. Colorado up 2-1 in that series. I don't care who's in goal tonight for the Colorado Avalanche. Mackenzie Blackwood, Scott Wedgwood, Woodman from Mega Man 2. Doesn't make a difference to me. P.G. Woodhouse, the great author. Doesn't matter. Danny Woodhead. Doesn't make a difference. Give me the Avs minus 135 to win and take a 3-1 lead back to Mile High in game number 5. And in Major League Baseball, my Yankees just got swept by the Milwaukee Brewers this week. And I'm just telling you as a Yankee fan, this is generally how it goes. They're going to swoon a little bit here. They'll be fine. They're a huge favorite tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. They just nuked Baltimore in a 4-game set recently. I'll take the Orioles tonight plus 150 against my Yankees. It doesn't give me pleasure to bet against my team, but I think they're going to lose. So Orioles plus 150 against the Yanks, Avs minus 135 at the Minnesota Wild, and a two-team money line parlay, Cavs and Thunder, which pays minus 115 at BetMGM, and a partridge in a pear tree. That does it for the Monday edition of the show. I will talk to all of you tomorrow on a terrific Sports Tuesday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Our pals, Black and Abdallah, coming up next on Westwood.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
The world is huge, like 197 million square miles huge, but it's also smaller than you think. With unlimited 2% cash back, the Cash Rewards Plus Visa card from Navy Federal brings our members closer to the game they love, rewarding fans of FIFA World Cup 26 every step of the way, thanks to Visa. From new jerseys and gear to game day tickets and nonstop cheer, with Visa and Navy Federal by your side, the world is at your fingertips. Terms apply for credit card rewards. Visit NavyFederal.org/cash for more.
No street cure or prevent any disease or condition.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.